我们今天有四节的聚会。
Today we have four sessions.
啊，每节五十分钟。
Every session is 50 minutes.
啊，保罗在归主的时候，他向神问两个问题。
When Paul came to believe in Christ, he asked the Lord two questions.
这个两个问题啊，影响他的一生。
These two questions affect his entire life.
所以我们要想想保罗问什么问题。
We should ask ourselves, what questions did Paul ask?
为什么他要问这个问题？
Why did he want to ask this question?
他这个问题的答案又是什么？
What are the answers to this question?
这个问题对我们的影响又是什么？
How do these questions affect ourselves?
首先，我们请看《使徒行传》。
Let's turn to the book of Acts.
22章。
Acts chapter 22.
《使徒行传》二十二章
，Acts 22
第六节
，Verse 6，
《使徒行传》二十二章的第六节
，Acts 22 Verse 6，
我将到大马色，正走路的时候，约在中午，忽然从天上发大光，四面照着我。
7,
我就扑倒在地上，听见有声音对我说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”8，我回答说：“主啊，你是谁？”他说：“我就是你所逼迫的拿撒勒人耶稣。”9，与我同行的人看见那光，却没有听见那位对我说话的声音。10。
10,
我说主啊，我当做什么？主说起来，进大马色去，在那里要将所派你做的一切事都告诉你。这里说保罗要往大马色去。
Here it tells us that Paul was on the journey to Damascus.
那个时候他为着犹太教大发热心。
At that time he was working for the Jewish church.
他本身呢、啊、也是非常追求摩西的律法的义的人。
He was one who pursued the law of Moses.
所以他非常热心。
And he was very fervent in that.
所以罗马书里面说
，Therefore in the books of Romans,
说以色列百姓向神呢、啊、有热心，但是没有知识。
The people of Israel turn to God, but they don't have the wisdom of God.
保罗就是这样。
And Paul was similar like this.
他真的很热心在敬拜神。
He was very fervently pursuing after God.
所以他认为信耶稣的人就是违背犹太教的人。
He thought that those who believed in Christ were against the law.
所以他认为信耶稣的人就是违背神的旨意的人。
He believed that those who believed in Christ were against God.
所以为着要维护犹太教。
Therefore, he wanted to protect the Jewish law.
他要消灭基督徒。
He wanted to persecute all the Christians.
他要逼迫基督徒。
He wanted to persecute them.
所以他到处去抓基督徒下监。
Therefore, he went around arresting Christians to put them in prison.
斯蒂凡被石头打死的时候，保罗还是一个少年呢、啊，他也站在旁边，也为这个事情而高兴。
When Stephen was stoned to death, Paul was at that place, and he was rejoiced in seeing that.
那么以后保罗在哥林多前书在提摩太前书里面他谈到他逼迫基督徒这件事情啊，他说我以前呢、啊、不但是罪人，而且我是罪人的头啊，罪魁。
And in 1 Timothy Paul mentioned that previously when the Christians were persecuted he was one of them and he felt like a sinner.
啊，为什么保罗这么热心又会去逼迫基督徒？
How was it thatPaul was such a servant, servant of God, and yet he persecuted the Christians.
原来就是因为他对耶稣没有认识。
That was because he did not recognize Jesus.
所以当他被光扑倒以后，他问第一个问题。
So when the great light shone on him, he asked this question.
说主啊，你是谁
？Lord, who are you?
他被光扑倒的时候，他瞎眼。
And when the light shone on him, his eyes went blind.
以后。他被带到大马士革。
Later on, he was led to Damascus.
以后一个人叫亚拿尼亚 被圣灵感动来按手给他。
And then there was one who was moved by the Spirit lay hand on him.
啊，结果保罗在得到光明了。
And as following that, Paul's eyesight was restored.
那第二个问题保罗问了。
The second question asked by Paul was,
说主啊，我应当做什么
？Lord, what should I do?
啊，这个两个问题我们应该常常这样问。
These two questions should constantly be asked by ourselves.
第一个，主啊，你是谁
？First is, Lord, who are you?
啊，就是要认识主耶稣更深。
This is to know Jesus even deeper.
第二个，主啊，我当做什么
？The second question is, what can I do for you, Lord?
是要更热心的服侍者。
So that we can serve the Lord even more fervently.
所以第一个问题是灵修的问题。
The first question is relating to our spiritual nurture.
就是认识神。
How to know God more intimately.
第二个问题是工作问题。
The second question relating to work.
啊，就是怎样来服侍神。
Is how to serve the Lord.
那我们一生要问这两个问题。
In our life, we should constantly ask these two questions.
不能只问一个问题。
Not just one question only.
主啊，你是谁？
Only Lord, who are you?
很热心服侍神
and,
很热心在这个灵修
that fervently we try and nurture ourselves spiritually
很热心在认识神
fervently trying to know God
但是不想服侍神
but then we refuse to serve God
不想牺牲来做教会的圣工
we do not want to sacrifice ourselves to do the church work
这样不行
this is not right
但是如果我们只问后面的一个问题
If only we ask the second question,
说主啊，我应该做什么
？Only that, Lord, what can I do for you?
有的人刚受洗，他就问这个问题。
Some people who were baptized at the time of baptism, he would ask this question.
主啊，我应该做什么
？Lord, what shall I do for you?
他得到神的大恩典。
He has just received the grace of God.
他很希望能够回报神的恩典。
He is able. He is hoping that he can repay the grace of God.
满腔的热心。
Is full of fervency.
在神面前问说：“主啊，我应该做什么？”
And in the eyes of and before God, he asked, "What shall I do for you?"
但是因为他没有问第一个问题
，But because he did not ask the first question,
对主耶稣认识不深
，Therefore he did not know Jesus more.
所以他虽然问第二个问题
，So when he asked the second question,
主耶稣也没有告诉他
，And Jesus would not reply to him.
摩西在40岁的时候
，When Moses was 40 years old,
他问第二个问题
，He asked the second question.
是吧？我应该做什么
？God, what can I do for you? What shall I do for you?
他立志要做神的工。
And he was determined to do work for God.
但是他等了40年。
But he waited 40 years.
到80岁的时候
，When he was 80 years old,
神才真的告诉他你要做什么。
Only then God tell him what was the purpose.
这个40年，神不告诉他你要做什么。
In these 40 years, God did not tell, did not disclose to him the purpose.
为什么
？Why?
因为摩西没有问第一个问题。
Because Moses did not ask the first question,
说主啊，你是谁
？Which is Lord, who are you?
所以一个人如果只想要做圣工
，if a person wants to do only the Lord's work,
不喜欢灵修
，and did not want to do, did not want to nurture spiritually,
不喜欢亲近神
，did not want to get close to God,
不喜欢认识神
，did not want to know God.
有时候神不要用他
，sometimes God did not want to use him.
有时候虽然他想要做，没有果效
，although he wanted to serve the Lord, but there was There would be no effect.
所以这两个问题都要问。
So these two questions must be asked simultaneously.
而且这个两个问题啊，次序不能颠倒。
And then the order of asking this question should not be should be in a fixed way.
要先问主啊，你是谁
？First you must ask Lord, who are you?
然后才问说主啊，我应该做什么
？Then only you would ask Lord, what shall I do for you?
而不是先问主啊，我应该做什么？
You should not ask Lord, what shall I do for you?
然后才问说主啊，你是谁
？Then only you ask Lord, who are you?
也就是说，我们要先追求灵性的进步。
This is to say, we should first pursue spiritual nature.
然后我们才能够来教会里面承担圣工。
Then only after that, we are able to do the church work.
所以我们今天的聚会啊，我要用这两句话来跟大家查考。
Therefore, in this session of this spiritual convocation, we will use these two questions examine the scripture.
那明天的聚会，我再用另外一个主题来跟大家查考。
Tomorrow, we will use a different topic to examine the scripture.
首先呢，这个保罗问说：“主啊，你是谁
？”First, Paul asked the Lord, "Who are you?"
很多人跟从耶稣，并不认识耶稣。
many people followed Jesus, but they did not really know him.
他认识耶稣的恩典，但并不认识耶稣。
They know the grace of the Lord Jesus, but they did not really know God, did not know Jesus really.
有一次主耶稣在传道里的半途中。
And once, when Jesus was preaching during his ministry,
他问他的门徒。
He asked his disciples,
说你们说我是谁？
Who do you think I am?
我们来看马太福音十六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章。
Verse 13.
耶稣到了该撒利亚腓利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”十四节。
14.
他们说：“有人说我是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或者先知里面的一位。”十五节。
Verse 15.
耶稣说：“你们说我是谁？”十六节。
16.
西门回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”十七节。
17.
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示你的。”这里主耶稣问门徒。
Here Jesus asked the disciples.
这个马太福音到十六章已经到传道里的一半了。
In chapter 16, the ministry of Jesus was already halfway through.
已经快要到最后的阶段。
It's almost close to the end of his journey.
他们跟耶稣已经跟了一两年了。
They already followed Jesus for about 2 years.
听到耶稣讲道了。
And they have heard much truth from the Lord.
看到耶稣行神迹。
They have also seen miracles performed by Jesus.
耶稣就问问看，到底你对我认识多深
？And so Jesus wanted to know how deeply they know him.
今天我们有的在教会很热心做圣工。
Many of us do the Lord's work fervently.
但是不认识耶稣。
But we did not really know Jesus.
那好像当时这个门徒跟耶稣不认识耶稣。
Just as the disciples who followed Jesus, but they did not really know him.
那这里主耶稣这样问以后啊，那回答是什么
？And after Jesus has asked this question, what do you think the reply was?
有人说是施洗约翰在复活。
Some said that he was John the Baptist.
有人说他是以利亚。
Some said he was Elijah.
有人说他是耶利米。
Others said he was Jeremiah.
这个都是旧约很出名的先知啊。
These are the famous prophets in the Old Testament.
那有人说你是先知里面的一位。
Some said that he is one of the prophets.
这些人的回答都是把耶稣啊看作是一个人。
All these replies from these people look upon Jesus as a human being.
是一个旧约里面的先知。
Just a prophet in the Old Testament.
但是只有彼得回答得很对。
But only Peter has got the right answer.
他说你是基督。
And Peter said, "You are the Christ."
基督的意思就是救世主。
This is to say, you are the Savior.
你是永生神的儿子。
You are the Son of the Living God.
那这个耶稣就说你有福气了。
And Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon."
因为你认识我是神的儿子。
Because you know that I'm the Son of God.
因为你认识我是救主。
Because you know that I'm the Savior.
所以你是有福气的。
Therefore, you are a blessed one.
所以世界上最有福气的。
In this world, those who are blessed
就是认识耶稣
are those who know Jesus deeply.
因为认识耶稣就是认识神。
To know Jesus is to know God.
很多人虽然想要拜神
although many people want to worship God,
但是他并不认识耶稣
but they do not know Jesus.
所以他虽然想拜神
although they want to worship God,
但是他并没有找到真的神
but they could not find the true God.
因为真的神就是耶稣
because the true God is Jesus.
好像现在犹太人他也是在拜真神
just as the Jews today are worshiping God.
犹太人也是在守十诫
Jews are also observing the Ten Commandments.
犹太人也在读旧约圣经。
They are also reading the Old Testament.
所以他圣经读了一半。
And they have only read part of the Bible.
犹太人比我们更热心。
And Jews generally are more fervent than us.
你礼拜六到耶路撒冷去啊，你街上看不到车子。
If you were to go to Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, you probably couldn't find a way to walk through.
商店关门。
All the shops would be closed.
一到礼拜五太阳下山。
And after the sunset on Friday,
他们就进入安息。
They would enter into the Sabbath rest.
犹太人敬拜神比我们热心。
Therefore, the Jews observe the Sabbath much more fervent than us.
这个为神的牺牲比我们大。
The sacrifice of God is even greater than us.
他们知道有一个神。
And they know that there's only one true God.
也真的要拜那一位神。
And they want to worship only that God.
但是犹太人并没有拜到那一位真神。
But the Jews did not actually worship the true God.
因为他没有认识耶稣。
Because he did not come to know Jesus.
因为耶稣就是神的显现。
Because Jesus, is in the flesh.
所以今天有很多人很热心在拜神。
Although many people are worshiping God.
但是依然没有认识耶稣，他没有并没有找到真神。
But they did not know Jesus, therefore they did not truly find God at all.
因此一个人认识耶稣，他是有福气的。
So when one come to know Jesus, he is truly blessed.
因为他才是认识真神。
Because only he knows who is true living God.
所以耶稣说
，So Jesus said,
你们如果认识我，你就认识神。
If you know me, then you know God.
你如果看见我，你就看见神。
If you have seen me, you have seen God.
因为神在我里面，我在神里面。
Because God is in me and I in him.
我跟神原来是合一的。
Because I and the Father are one.
你们如果不认识我，你就不认识神。
If you do not know me, you do not know God. You do not know God.
这犹太人啊，这个头脑昏昏的，到底你在讲什么？
So the Jews are all very confused. They do not know what Jesus means.
你是木匠的儿子，你在讲什么
？You're only the son of a carpenter. What are you talking about?
他不认识耶稣。
They do not know Jesus.
所以这个彼得啊，认识耶稣，这是有福气的。
Therefore, Peter who knows Jesus is truly blessed.
那这不是属血肉，只是他的。
And
十七节哈。第十六章彼得，这不是属血肉，只是他的。
Oh, blessed are you, Simon.For the flesh and blood has not revealed this to you.
你这个血肉就是人的，这不是人，只是你的。
Or it's not the man who points it out to you.
认识神这件事情啊，不是可以用人去教导的。
And to know God is not through the knowledge of man.
这个是需要神亲自来启示我们的。
This needs the Father to reveal to us.
所以这些门徒跟耶稣这么久，不认识耶稣。
So many of the disciples who followed Jesus did not really know this.
那么有一些人呢、啊，虽然吃过耶稣变的饼，也不认识耶稣。
There are many people who had partake the bread, but did not really know Jesus.
得过耶稣的恩典的，也不认识耶稣。
Those that received the grace of Jesus also did not know him.
所以你看耶稣那个时代哦，吃过饼的不认识他，一得过恩典的不认识他，跟随他的不认识他。
So therefore, we know that those who follow him do have partake his bread and his cup.Did not actually come to know him.
有十个人长大麻风。
There were four lepers.
十个人哈。
Ten lepers.
主耶稣医治了他。
And he healed them.
后来啊，大部分都走了。
After that, many of them left.
他知道是主耶稣的恩典了。
They have all received the grace of Jesus.
全部都走了。
All of them left.
最后只有一个回来归荣耀给神。
Only one who came back to glorify God.
后来跟从了耶稣。
And then he followed Jesus.
其他九个虽然得到恩典，到最后还是离开耶稣。
The other nine who received grace, they still left Jesus.
主耶稣曾变饼给五千个人吃。
Jesus turned five loaves of bread to feed 5,000 people.
后来变饼给七千个人吃。
And then feed another 7,000.
他们明明看到这个人行神迹。
They saw this miracle performed by Jesus.
五个饼，两条鱼，这样一直剥，一直剥，剥给五千个人吃。
Two fish and five bread were distributed to 5,000 people.
吃完了，把这个穗子收起来，十二篮这么多。
And after they have finished, there still remain another 12 baskets of remnants.
这个是不可能的。
This is not possible.
却变成了可能。
But it's possible.
他们亲眼看到耶稣行神迹。
They saw this miracle by Jesus.
但是他也不认识耶稣。
And yet they did not recognize him.
所以在约翰福音的第六章里面记载。
Therefore in John 16, which is recorded.
后来主耶稣开始讲道了。
And then Jesus began to preach.
我的肉可以吃，我的血可以喝。
My flesh can be eaten and my blood can be drunk.
结果啊，这个五六千人啊，七千人呢，吃过耶稣变饼，看过耶稣行神迹的，一个一个溜走。
And these 5,000 and 7,000 people who had partook the bread all left him.
他们都得过神的恩典了。
They had all received the grace of God.
他们都看过耶稣的神迹啊。
They had seen the miracle of God.
但是一个一个溜走。
But yet every one of them left.
到最后只有十二个门徒。
Eventually, there were only 12 disciples.
耶稣就问他们了。
And he asked them.
我们来看约翰福音。
Let's turn to the book of John.
第六章。
John chapter 6.
66.
Verse 66.
约翰六章六十六。
John chapter 6, verse 66.
说从此他的门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。六十七节。
67.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说：“你们也要去吗？”68节。
68.
西门彼得回答说：“主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？”69节。
69.
我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。这里耶稣问他说，你为什么不跟他们去呢？
Here Jesus asked Peter, asked the disciples, why don't you follow them?
这次又是彼得回答。
And this time, also Peter who replied.
说你有永生之道，我们还去跟从谁呢？
He said, Lord, you have the truth. Why should, is there any other one that we can follow?
你是神的圣者。
You are the Holy One from God.
你就说你是从天上来的。
You came from heaven.
你有永生之道。我们在地上找不到的，所以我们绝对不走了。
You have the eternal truth to which we cannot find in this world.
所以这样看起来啊，
from this point,
这个几千人得过神的恩典，并没有认识耶稣。
These thousands of people who have received the grace of Jesus did not really know him.
所以啊，我们在这个信仰生活中认识耶稣是最重要的。
Therefore, in our spiritual life, come to know Jesus is one of the most important things.
耶稣是圣经里面的中心人物。
Jesus is the focus of the Bible.
旧约圣经预言耶稣的降生。
In the Old Testament, it prophesies the birth of Jesus.
新约圣经在讲耶稣的一生。
In the New Testament, it records the ministry of Jesus in his life.
整个救恩的中心就是耶稣。
The salvation is all centered upon Jesus.
没有耶稣就没有救恩。
Without Jesus, there is no salvation.
所以耶稣是救恩，耶稣是圣经的一个中心人物。
Therefore, Jesus is salvation, and Jesus is the main character in the Bible.
那么耶稣也是人类历史的一个中心人物。
And Jesus is also the a historical figure.
我们从整个这个宇宙的历史这样看起来。
From the history,
整个人类历史的中心就是耶稣。
The entire focus of history is Jesus.
因为旧约时代人也仰望耶稣。
Because in the Old Testament, they were also expecting Jesus.
新约时代人也仰望耶稣。
In the New Testament, similarly, they were also expecting Jesus.
如果耶稣没有来，
if Jesus has not come,
所有的人都要沉沦在罪恶里面。
And all the human race would be living in sins.
耶稣来了，
when Jesus came,
来救新约时代的人，
to save the people in the New Testament.
那么旧约时代的圣徒，
the people from the Old Testament,
啊，根据这希伯来书里面讲，
according to the book of Hebrew,
他们也在仰望耶稣的日子。
They were also expecting the coming of Christ.
所以主耶稣把来把这个天国门打开来。
When Jesus came, he opened the door of the kingdom of heaven.
不但是为了新约的人，
not only for the people in the New Testament,
也为旧约的人。
And also for it is also for the people in the Old Testament.
啊，所以耶稣是旧约跟新约所有人类的一个中心人物。
Therefore, Jesus is the center of all the people in the Old and the New Testament.
是旧约跟新约所有人类已经死的、还活着、还将来要生的所有的人一个唯一的盼望——耶稣。
He is the only hope for the dead as well as the living in the Old as well as the New Testament.
所以，耶稣虽然是一个木匠的儿子
，although Jesus is only the son of a carpenter,
他确实是人类一个关键的人物。
But he is a key to the salvation of of the people of this world.
我们应该要认识耶稣。
Therefore, we must know Jesus.
所以这个保罗问他说：“主啊，你是谁？”
That's why Paul asked him, "Lord, who are you?"
有很多人得过神的恩典。
Many people receive the grace of God.
但是因为不认识耶稣，只认识恩典了，到最后还是离开耶稣。
But they only recognize the grace, but they did not recognize Jesus. Therefore, finally, they left Jesus.
我记得很清楚，我记得我在教会里面看过好几件。
I have seen.And remembered a few cases in our church history.
我看过一个女孩子哑巴，不会讲话。
I have seen a little girl who could not speak.
后来她妈妈带她来教会里面祷告。
And her mother brought her to pray in the church.
来求神医治她。
And pray to God to heal her.
以后在教会里面洗礼。
After that, she was baptized into the church.
洗礼，从洗礼完回到教会。
After baptism and returned to the church.
圣餐礼完了。
After the Holy Communion Sacrament,
大家那个时候吃稀饭了，因为是二十几年前了。
And at that time, they were all eating broth.
结果那个女孩子开口讲话，说妈妈，我要吃稀饭。
And then the little girl then opened her mouth and asked her mother for food.
大家很惊讶。
Everybody was surprised.
这个将近十岁的女孩子不会讲话，洗礼回到教会里面会讲话。
This little girl who was then 10 years old did not know was not able to speak, and yet after the baptism, she was able to speak.
这恩典不大吗？非常大。
This grace was truly great.
但是这个母亲信了耶稣以后
，But after this mother has come to believe in Christ,
以后还是拜佛。
And then she continued to worship idols.
她写符咒，她画符咒。
That she believe in those things practiced by the temple.
她认识耶稣的恩典，她并不认识耶稣。
She recognized the grace of Jesus, but she did not truly know Jesus.
另外有一个慕道者。
And then another truth seeker.
他本来是画风的。
He was a lunatic.
在街上里面到处乱走。
He ran about in the streets wildly.
头发很长很脏。
His hair was long and untidy.
这个街上随便捡东西来吃。
He would pick things up from the streets and eat.
我看见好可怜哦。
And he was very pitiful.
那后来他爸爸带他来教会。
And then the father brought him to church.
一直为他祷告。
And the church continued to pray for him.
结果这个人啊，这个神志越来越清醒。
And then his mind became clearer and clearer.
后来好起来了。
And after a while, he recovered.
也在教会里面受洗。
And then he was baptized.
但是洗礼好了以后。
And after baptism,
他回到他故乡里面去。
Then he returned to his village.
后来又去拜偶像。
And then he went back to worshiping the idol.
这个小孩子吃的祭偶像的东西。
And then he ate the food that was the worship that was offered to the gods.
又开始发疯了。
And then he became crazy once again.
同样又在街上里面出现，这次就没有药救了。
And then this time he went again to the streets to pick up food, and there was no way of curing him.
他们都得到什么恩典
？They all had received the grace of God.
但是都不认识。
But they did not know God.
所以到最后还是离开神。
So finally, they still leave God.
那么还有就是在教会里面服侍神。
And those who serve God in the church.
虽然很热心在服侍神。
Although they fervently serve God.
但是到最后还是离开神。
But finally, they still left God.
所以我们就知道说，这个认识耶稣是一生里面最重要一件事情。
Therefore, to know Jesus is a very important thing in our entire life.
如果我们在教会热心做工，不是因为认识耶稣啊，有时候很危险。
Therefore, to serve the Lord in the church without knowing Jesus is a very dangerous thing.
所以我们在这个诗篇一百零六篇里面看出来。
Therefore, in Psalms 106,
这个以色列百姓很高兴的出埃及。
The Israelites were very happy to leave Egypt.
一共有多少人？
How many were there?
二十岁以上的壮丁大概有60万。
And above 20 years of age, manhood, there were about 600,000.
那女人、小孩子没有算。
This is excluding the women, folks, and children.
那如果连20岁以下，连这个女人、小孩子算下去，大概有200万的。
If you were to include both women and children, there would be about 2 million.
那这些人走了旷野路走40年。
And the Israelites went to the wilderness for about 40 years.
到最后几个人真的进到迦南地区。
Finally, how many were able to enter the land of Canaan?
那20岁以上啊，出埃及的到最后只有2个人进。
Those who were above 20 years who left Egypt, only 2 of them were able to enter the land of Canaan.
其他人到哪里去？
Where were those who were only 2 entered, the rest did not do so.
全部死在旷。
All of them have died in the wilderness.
这让我们想到一件事情。
And this makes me think of.
我们在这个信仰路途当中啊。
In our spiritual life.
一定要认识耶稣。
We must come to know Jesus.
要抓住耶稣。
To grasp onto him.
这样我们本身救恩才有把握。
Then only our salvation is safe.
如果没有认识耶稣
，without knowing Jesus，
没有抓住耶稣
，without grasping，
你只抓住他的恩典
，we only grasp at his grace，
肉体的恩典呢、啊？这个物质的恩典
，our material grace，
不够了，危险了。
This is insufficient and it's very risky for our life。
如果没有认识耶稣，抓住耶稣
，without knowing Jesus and hang on to him，
表面上在教会里面很热心做圣工
，in appearance we are working fervently for the Lord。
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalms 106. Verse 12.
说那时他们才信他的话，歌唱赞美他。十三节。
13.
等不多时，他们就忘了他的作为，不仰望他的指教。四节。
14.
反倒在旷野大起欲心，在荒地试探神。十五节。
15.
他将他们所求的赐给他们，却使他们的心灵软弱。这个地方就是以色列百姓啊，看见神啊淹没了这个埃及的边境啊，才开始赞美神。
Here it tells us after the Israelites have seen the many miracles of God, then they only sang praises to God.
那么十三节就是说
，Verse 13 tells us，
从这个十三节一直到25节就讲好几个原因了、啊，为什么他们在旷野死掉
？From verses 13 to 25, describes to us why many of the Israelites.Died in the wilderness.
这个十三节跟十四节讲，十四节、十五节讲第一个原因。
Verses 14 and 15 tell us of the first reason.
就是欲望太多。
That they had too many cravings.
他们在走这个旷野路里面呢、啊，欲望太多。
During the journey in the wilderness, they have a lot of cravings.
这个为吃玛拿不够。
And they are not satisfied by eating manna.
他们还要吃肉、吃鱼，还要享受。
They wanted meat, fish, and other needs.
结果神赐给他们，但是他们心灵软弱。
And even though God had given them food, they are spiritually they were weak.
所以我们今天在走天国路。
Today when we are walking the spiritual path,
如果没有认识耶稣。
If you do not know Jesus,
只有物质的恩典。
We only wanted material blessings.
有时候会因为物质的恩典，心灵软弱离开神。
And therefore, because of these material cravings, that we would depart from God.
我在教会里面看到有一些信徒啊，因为神的恩典反而离开神。
And I've seen a few believers in the church who have experienced the grace of God. And for that, they left the church.
刚刚事业开始顺利的时候，每一次来都是感谢神。
So when they were receiving the grace, they were very thankful to God.
事业越做越大。
And then they, when the business grew,
但是这个事业开始大起来以后，来教会的次数就少了。
After as the business grew, the attendance to the church gradually reduced.
这个祷告的时间也短了。
And their prayers become shorter and shorter.
过来两个礼拜来一次。
Later on, they only come to church just once in every 2 weeks.
所以他每一次来都感谢神了。
Each time he came, he would still be thankful to God.
但是来的次数越来越少，因为他很忙。
But the number of times coming to church began to decrease.
过来一个月来一次。
Later on, he only came once a month.
那事业一大，交际就多。
When a business grow, entertainment become more.
结果信仰越来越软弱。
And then the faith become to decrease.
所以这个如果没有认识神。
Therefore, without knowing God,
只有物质的恩典
and only looking forward for material blessing,
常常啊，这个恩典会使人离开神
Constantly, this grace would make us leave God.
所以以色列百姓啊，在荒地当中啊，走不完就是欲望太多
Just as the people of Israelites in the wilderness, because of the cravings, finally they left God.
在十六节开始啊。
From verse 16 onwards,
说要在营中嫉妒摩西和耶和华的圣者亚伦十七节。地裂开吞下大番眼内亚比兰一党的人十八节有火在他们党中发起有火焰烧灭恶人这个十六节到十八节讲第二个因素
from verse 16 to 18 it gives us a second reason
就是人的因素
this is because of human weakness
他们在走这个旷野路当中啊
during the journey of the wilderness
那个时候有一些人就因为摩西的原因啊
And there were some people who were jealous of Moses.
但是神向他做见证。
But God testified for Moses.
说他比众人都谦卑。
That he was more humble than any other one.
以后连那个摩西的姐姐米利暗也嫉妒摩西。
Later on, even Miriam, the sister of Moses, was also jealous of Moses.
因为这个样子，这个米利暗就生了麻风。
And because of this, Miriam suffered from leprosy.
以后被关到营外七天。
And then she was put out of the camp for 7 days.
那这七天以色列百姓连一步都没有动，就停在那里，不会进步。
And during 7 days, the progress of the Israelites was stagnant.
所以很多人死掉，就是因为人的因素。
And many people died because of the human weakness.
所以我们今天看教会。
Today we look at the church.
有一些人
There were some people.
很热心服侍神，到最后也是因为人的原因跌倒了，不来教会。
They served the Lord fervently, but because of the human weakness, they refused to come to church.
但是为什么会因为人跌倒？
How is it that we are affected by a human relationship? Finally, it's still the reason that we do not know God.
只看人没有看神。
We look at men, we do not look upon God.
所以到最后虽然很热心服侍神，但是又是因为人跌倒。
Although that initially we served the Lord fervently, but finally we still fell because we did not know God.
这是旧约时代发生过，现在的教会也发生过。
This happened in the Old Testament time.It also happens now in the New Testament church.
再看一百零六篇。
Let's turn to still go to 19.
他们在何烈山造了牛犊，叩拜塑成的像。
20.
如此将他们荣耀的子换成了吃草之牛的像。21.
21.
忘了他们神的救主，他曾在埃及行大事。
22.
在寒地行其事，在红海行可畏的事情。23.
23.
所以他非要灭绝他们，若非有说拣选的摩西站在当中，使他们的愤怒转消，恐怕他们就灭绝了。这里讲说 第三个因素就是金牛犊。
Here it tells us the third reason, which is the molten image.
就是用金所造的一个偶像。
And this calf was made in gold.
他们因为对神不认识。
Because they did not know God.
所以没有看到摩西他们就开始造金牛犊。
When they did not see Moses, they began to make a golden ox.
就烧香献祭给这个金做的这个偶像。
And then they burnt incense to this image of a calf.
结果神很生气。
And God was truly angry.
很多人就又被杀掉了。
And many people died.
所以如果我们没有认识神
，if we do not know God,
很危险的。
It's dangerous for us.
因为这个世界很多的偶像。
Because there are many idols in this world.
我们在这个世界当中超过神的那个人超过神那个东西就是偶像。
In this world,
任何一件事情或任何一个人在心中超过神那就是偶像。
There are many things in our life, which are idol-like, far more important than God.In our heart.
所以有的基督徒只认识教会的领导者，并没有认识神。
Because many people only recognize the leaders of the church, but they did not know God.
我们现在在这一般基督教派里面，你看到有一些基督徒他是跟从教会的领导者，不是在跟从神。
We can see in many Christian denominations that the followers only look upon the leaders, but not the God.
这个韩国有一个文显明，在美国创设同，在美国统一教很兴奋。
And there's this Korean church in America.
统一教
Unification. This is called the Unification Church.
这很出名
They are very famous.
但是完全是不一样，这个完全是离开圣经
They departed from the teachings in the Bible.
摩门教
And the Church of Mormon.
摩门教里面这个阶级很清楚。
They have got a very different levels of hierarchy in the church.
但是他们已经离开了圣经了。
And they have departed from the teachings in the Bible.
连天主教也是一样。
Similarly for the Catholic Church.
教皇最高。
The Pope is the highest.
所以信徒要向教皇下跪。
Therefore, believers had to kneel before the Pope.
但是天主教里面也很多根本就离开了圣经了。
And there are many doctrines in the Catholic Church which have departed from the Bible.
我们看过去不久，这个韩国有一个教派这个领导者说预言耶稣要在哪一日降哪一日再来
Not long ago, it was reported that one of these Christian denominations prophesied that the coming of Christ is at a certain day.
结果那一天晚上信徒就开始等了。
And on that night, all the followers waited.
等到半夜，耶稣没有来
And when midnight came, Jesus did not appear.
有的跳楼自杀。
Some committed suicide by jumping.Down the building.
有的人拿石头把这个窗户都打掉。
Some use stone to break open the window.
因为为着预备耶稣再来。
Just so that Jesus could enter.
有的卖掉全财产，有的辞掉工作，有的妇女把胎打掉。
Some sold their properties.
他们只跟从那个领导者，并不认识耶稣。
This is because they only listened to the leaders, but they did not know Jesus.
所以我们如果没有认识耶稣
，Therefore, if we do not know Jesus.
只跟从人
We only follow people.
这个是危险的
And this is dangerous for our spiritual life.
有时候会因人跌倒,
because of people that we would fall.
那如果没有认识耶稣,
without knowing Jesus,
这个偶像就影响我们,
idols would affect us.
有一次我问美国的青年啊,
once I asked some youth in US,
所以说你们青年当中啊, 在谈论最多的事情是什么?
And what do you discuss most among the youth, church youth?
他们说三件事情,
there were three things that they discussed normally.
Sex, rock.
Sex, rock.
Drug.
And
rock, sex,
drug.
就是三件事情,
these are the three things.
所以在整个青年的头脑里面啊,
in the minds of the youth,
就是这些事情,
these are the three things which are constantly discussed.
那么最后一个, 他们没有办法走过, 走遍天国路,
and the last reason that they could not complete the journey to kingdom.
就是在24节啊,
诗篇106篇24节, and this is in chapter 106.
就是藐视美地,
this is to despise the pleasant land.
就是迦南地,
this is the land of Canaan.
所以人如果没有认识耶稣,
if a person does not know Jesus,
只仰望今生的恩典,
you are only looking forward for a physical blessing.
结果信主耶稣以后, 遇到困难, 他就离开了,
therefore as soon as they face some difficulties in life, they will depart from Jesus.
因此我们从这个旧约新约里面看到很多人他在信主走天国路当中啊, 他不认识神。
Therefore we have seen in many characters in both the New and the Old Testament that they did not know God, therefore they depart from God during their spiritual life.
一时虽然很热心,
although sometimes they were very fervent,
但是天国路走不完,
but they could not complete their life journey, spiritual journey.
所以保罗的第一个问题, 他问他说, 主啊, 你是谁?
This is why Paul asked the first question, which was, Lord, who are you?
今天我们可能是因为身体欠安, 所以需要神来信神。
Today, because of our physical affliction that we came to believe in Christ,
我们可能是需要神的帮助, 需要恩典, 所以来敬拜神。
Some of us might want grace and his help, that's why we came to believe in him.
我们可能是因为我们的亲人, 我们的丈夫, 我们父母, 带我们来信神。
Sometimes because our parents brought us to come to believe in this church.
这个都是好的,
these are good intentions.
但这都不够,
but these are insufficient.
我们要追求, 要问一个问题,
we must pursue and ask one question.
说主啊,
Lord, who are you?
让我能够真的认识你,
that I may know you truly.
是我一生能够跟随你, 不离开你,
that I could follow you but in my entire life, that I would never leave you.
保罗第一个问题说, 主啊,
therefore, the first question asked by Paul was, Lord, who are you?
那下一节我们要根据耶稣本身的话, 来回答这个问题, 到底耶稣是谁?
And the following verse would tell us who Jesus is.
我们先来默祷,
let's all pray in silence.
Amen. Amen. 休息十分钟,
Lord, who are you? About the importance of knowing Jesus.
那这一节我们要来看耶稣怎样介绍他自己。
This session, we are going to introduce how Jesus introduced himself.
如果有人问说你是谁?
If someone asks you, who are you?
我们最常介绍就是说, 如果我们比较小的时候, 我爸爸就是谁?
Usually we will answer that, who are my father?
别人就说, 我知道, 看起来本来就是很像你爸爸。
Then they will answer, yes, yes, I know your father.
那有的就说, 你不认识我, 我先生就是谁啊? 我就知道。
Some will answer, who is his husband?
那有的就介绍说, 我孩子就是谁啊?
Some will introduce their children to them.
孩子比较出名, 爸爸说, 我孩子就是, 你就是他爸爸。
Because usually their relatives is more famous than themselves.
那也有的就说, 我太太是谁啊?
Some will answer, who is my wife?
那有的就自我介绍啊,
someone introduce themselves,
那名片掏出来,
and give them name card.
这个现任什么什么, 翻过来, 背面的, 承认什么什么,
what is their position now?
那一看, 你就是这样的人,
and they will know them.
那到底耶稣是谁?
But who is Jesus?
我们要看看耶稣怎么介绍他自己,
then we will try to find how Jesus introduced himself.
首先我们看保罗怎么讲耶稣,
first of all, let's find how Paul discussed about Jesus.
罗马书第一章,
please turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章的第三节,
Romans chapter 1 verse 3.
所论到他儿子, 我主耶稣基督, 按肉体说是从大卫的后裔生的, 第四节,
verse 4.
按圣善的灵说, 因为从死里复活, 以大能显明是 啊，这个地方保罗说
，He says，
说他的儿子耶稣基督，
God's Son， Jesus Christ，
就是我们的救主
，is our Savior，
他名字叫做耶稣
，His name is Jesus。
哦，按肉体说，他是大卫的后裔
，He was a descendant of David。
大卫是一个人
，David is a human，
是一个以色列人。
Is an Israel.
所以耶稣是大卫的后裔
，and Jesus is a descendant of David.
耶稣是一个人
，therefore Jesus is a man.
而且耶稣是一个以色列人
，and he's an Israelite.
哦，他是有血有肉的人
，he's a human with flesh and blood.
他跟我们一样
，he's the same as us.
希伯来书里面说
，and in Hebrews,
他带有肉体，他也有软弱
，he has weakness because he has flesh.
好，但是耶稣这个肉体里面套的那个灵啊，那里面那个灵就是
，but the spirit inside the human of Jesus is God.
所以第四节说，在按着灵说
，and in verse four, according to spirit,
他是以死里复活来显明他是神的儿子。
He showed himself is the son of God through his resurrection.
其实他本身就是神啊。
Actually, he is the son.
因为他成为人来到地上，所以称为神的儿子。
He is the son of God, and he becomes flesh to the earth.
其实他里面那个灵就是神。
Actually, spirit inside is God.
所以我们正是。在敬拜耶稣要认识他
，so therefore we should understand him。
我们在这个有时候我们看这个中国传统的民间的宗教
，sometimes we consider the custom of the China's religion。
这个到寺庙里面去拜佛
，they usually go to the temple to worship idols。
他不会去研究这个佛是是什么东西啊
？They will not go to research about what's the origin of the idol.
有很多人就是带牲畜去拜拜，最重要就是说我希望能够得到平安，我希望他能够让我生意好起来，管他是谁。
They just want to receive blessing from the idols. They do not want to understand who they are.
只要我拜了以后有结果，他就很灵，我就拜他；如果都拜了没有结果，他不灵，我就不理他。
Only if they have effect, then I will worship them.
也有那个拜偶像的，拜到最后没有结果，所有偶像都被丢掉。
Sometimes there is no effect, they will throw away the idols.
所以他们不去研究他们拜的对象。
They will not.Try to understand who they are.
他们只追求我拜了会对我什么利益
？They just want to pursue the effects of worshiping.
那所以这种敬拜神是一种利益的交换。
This kind of worship is a trade of wealth.
我对你怎样，那你应该对我怎样
？I treat you in this way, then you should treat me in the same way.
但是我们在敬拜耶稣不是这样啊。
But it's not the same in worshiping Jesus.
我们要认识耶稣，我们所拜的神。
We should understand him and know him.
那到底耶稣是谁
？But actually, who is Jesus?
我们现在来看
，Please,
约翰福音。
Please turn to John.
在约翰福音里面，耶稣有七次的自我介绍。
In the book of John, Jesus has introduced himself 7 times.
那我们要从这里来看看主耶稣是谁
？Now we are trying to understand Jesus through these verses.
约翰福音第六章
，Chapter 6 of John.Chapter 6 of John.
35.
Verse 35.
约翰六章三十五。
Chapter 6, verse 35.
耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的人永远不渴。”这里耶稣说
：“Here Jesus said,
我就是生命的粮。
I'm the bread of life.”
我们有没有哪一个妈妈对孩子说？
Have we ever have any mother say to his children, "I'm the bread"?
没有人这样讲啊。
None of the mother would say this.
妈妈就说：“哦，我带粮食给你。
”The mother says, "I will bring bread to you."
我为你煮一些你吃的东西。
I will cook something for you.
但是耶稣说：“我本身就是生命的粮。
”But Jesus says here, "He is the bread of life."
这是他第一次自我介绍。
This is the first time he introduced himself.
那为什么耶稣会这样讲呢
？But why Jesus say in this way?
因为在约翰福音第六章啊，开头就讲耶稣变饼给5000个人。
Because in the beginning of the book of John, Jesus has performed miracle of to feed 5,000 people.
这五千个人吃完了耶稣变的饼以后
，After this miracle,
十五节就说要强逼他做王啊。
And these people.Force Jesus to be the king.
我们如果让能够让这个当王，那就好了。
Because if they think that Jesus become the king, they will be blessed.
天天变饼给我们吃啊。
They will not worry about the bread.
所以他们从耶稣得到物质的恩典，今生的满足。
They have received blessings of the world.
啊，当然这是好的。
Although it's good.
啊
，in certain point of view.
但是主耶稣变完饼就告诉他们了。
But after that miracle, Jesus said to them.
请看二十六节。
In verse 26.
约翰六章二十六节。
In chapter 6, verse 26.
啊，他们吃完耶稣变饼以后啊，哇，到处要找耶稣啊。
They look for Jesus after the miracle.
啊，看二十四节。
In verse 24.
众人见耶稣和门徒都不在那里，就上船往加百农去找耶稣啊。啊，你知道这些人为什么去找耶稣吗
？You know why they look for Jesus?
啊，为着要吃饼。
Just because they want the bread.
吃饼没有错。
It's not wrong.
为着活。
Looking for bread because they have to survive.
但如果找耶稣单着为吃饼
，But if you are looking for Jesus just for the bread only,
那问题就大了。
Then that's the problem there.
所以这个六十六节就讲了，说他们就离开耶稣了。
So in verse 26, they left Jesus.
因为耶稣不给他们饼吃，就说你要吃我的肉，喝我的血啊。
Because these people just look for bread only, not for Jesus.
所以今天有很多人热心在找耶稣啊。
So today, many people search for Jesus.
找什么？为什么要找耶稣呢
？What's the reason behind?
要找今生的恩典。
Just for look for the blessing for the world.
就是要找饼吃。
They look for the bread.
找病得到医治。
So they want to be cured.
当然，这个都是好的了。
But although they are good.
但是如果信耶稣只是为了找饼吃
，But if the purpose of looking for Jesus is only for that,
找病得到医治
，to have for cure of sickness,
那问题就很大。
There's a very great problem inside.
这个问题就发生在六十六节啊。
But in this problem will appear in the verse 66.
遇到困难啊
，when you face problem,
就离开了
，you will left.
因为你为了找饼，为了得病得医治
，because your purpose is for the bread only.
所以耶稣在他们来找他的时候，马上就要改变他们追求的方向。
So Jesus.When they want to look for Jesus, Jesus wants to change their mind.
因为饼，所以你来找我，这是好的。
Because of bread, you look for me, that's good.
但是现在我要告诉你一个新的方向，人生的方向。
Today I'm going to introduce another direction for you.
你因为需要神的帮助，你来找神是好的。
You look for the help of God, that's good.
神要改变你一个新的追求方向。
But today I give you another aim to pursue.
二十六节。
In 26,
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你。”你们找我并不是因为见神迹，乃是因为饼得吃饱。二十七节，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。因为人子是父神所应证的。啊，这个地方耶稣就指示他们，
说
不要为那必坏的食物劳力。
Don't look for the bread that will deteriorate.
这个并不是只是说啊，今天以后你信耶稣了，你不要做工了，因为耶稣说你不要为必坏的食物劳力。
Not because of believing Jesus, you do not have to work.
这个是一个比较问题。
It's a point of comparison.
好像保罗说
，Like Paul says,
我看万事如粪土。
I discard everything.
哦，为什么要得到基督
？Because I look for Jesus.
那是不是真的保罗啊？这个世界一样东西都不要呢
？Did Paul disregard everything in the world?
不是的
，It's not.
保罗还是需要支帐篷去赚钱养他自己的生活。
Paul still need to work for his life.
所以保罗讲这个万事如粪土，这是一个比较问题。
It's kind of comparison.
如果 这个有价值的世界
，if the world with value，
这个比较跟天上的价值来
comparing with the heaven kingdom，
天上的价值因为好的这么好
，the value of the kingdom is much more precious。
比较起来，这个地上的价值好像粪土一样。
Comparatively, the world is meaningless。
连你手上戴这个钻石
，even the diamond you wear.
跟天上的荣耀比起来，这个钻石跟拼图一样。
Compared with the glory in the heaven, it's like it's nothing.
你就知道天上那个荣耀有多大。
Then you will know understand the glory how valuable it was.
那主耶稣在讲祷告的比喻。
In the parable of praying,
说祈求就给你们。
Jesus said, when you pray, he will give you.
寻找就寻见。
If you search, he will give you.
叩门就给你开门。
If you knock, he will open the
door. 然后最后耶稣说。
And finally, Jesus said.
说你们在地上的父亲尚且不好。
Today, your parents may not be good.
我们地上夫妻不好吗？最好最爱我们就是地上的父母亲。
Our parents love us most.
那为什么耶稣说你们在地上的父母亲尚且不好
？But why Jesus says your parents in the world is not good?
这是一个比较问题。
How comparison?
因为天父对我们的爱非常非常的大。
Because the love from our heavenly Father is the greatest.
他对我们的牺牲非常非常的大。
He sacrificed most for us.
他要给我们的东西非常非常的好。
Yes, he wants to give us many things.
所以这样比较起来
，therefore comparatively，
我们地上的父母亲就变成不好了。
Our parents today is not good enough。
我们觉得地上的父母亲很好。
We feel that our parents today is very good。
那么在神眼中看起来好像不好。
But in the eyes of God, they are not good enough。
那你就知道神爱我们有多大了。
And therefore, you will understand how God loves you。
所以这里并不是指着说不要为必坏的食物劳力啊，我们今天都不要做事业，不是这样。
Therefore, today we do not. It does not mean that we do not need to work for our life。
如果我们不做事业不赚钱，我们怎么生活
？If we do not work, how can we survive？
所以还是要做事业，还是要赚钱。
Therefore, we still need to study and still need to work.
但是不要把这个当作人生最重要的目标。
But don't consider it as the main purpose of our life.
我们真的目标要为那永生的食物劳力。
Our actual purpose should put onto Jesus.
就是吃了以后，让你得到永远的生命。
To look for the bread of life. That eternal life.
我们现在东西吃了。
Today we take some food.
你不管怎么多会注重营养。
Although how concerned about the nutrition,
大概70岁、80岁
you may live to 70 or 80.
90岁这很难得了。
Until maybe 90.
你这食物吃下到最后一定会死的。
But finally, you should die.
因为我们吃的是物质的食物。
Because these bread are material.
但是神要赐给我们一个属灵的食物。
But today, Jesus will give us some spiritual food.
这个食物一吃下去，永远不死。
This kind of spiritual food, after we take it, will not die.
叫做永生的食物。
This kind of food is spiritual, eternal life.
这个还是真的有价值的。
These are valuable.
那么这个永生的食物是什么？
What kind of spiritual food it is?
耶稣就自我介绍，三十五节。
Introduce himself in verse 25.
我就是生命的粮。
I'm the bread of life.
我就是带有生命的粮食。
I'm a bread with life.
以色列人在旷野当中。
Israel in the wilderness.
他们吃那玛瑙。
They take manna.
那个玛瑙是小的
，the manna is very small，
是圆的
，and tiny and
是白的
，and round and white，
而且是香的
，a very with fragrant smell。
那每一天早上，他们就在外面捡玛瑙
，and they take pick the smell the manna from outside。
吃了就得到力量
，after they take it they have strength。
那个玛瑙就代表耶稣
，this kind of manna is represents Jesus。
耶稣是小的
，Jesus is small，
是大家所看不起的、不显眼的
，everyone look down on him。
耶稣是圆的
，Jesus is round，
他是完全的。
Is perfect，
没有缺点。
Has no blame，
像天父。
Like the Father of Heaven，
耶稣是白的。
Jesus is white，
耶稣是圣洁的。
Jesus is pure and holy，
耶稣是香的。
Jesus is with fragrance，
他是有吸引力的。
He is attractive，
所以我们要常常靠近耶稣。
Therefore we should go near to Jesus，
因为在他里面有永生。
Because inside him he has eternal life，
63节。
Verse 63，
所叫人活着的乃是灵。肉体是无益的，我们对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。耶稣说，我对你所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The words Jesus spoke to us are spirit and they are life.
所以我们要常常借着神的话，借着圣灵的充满来追求靠近耶稣。
Therefore, we should through the power of Holy Spirit to look for Jesus.
因为那就是灵，就是生命。
Because this is spirit and life.
所以我们借着这个生命的粮
，so through the bread of life
得到生命
，get the life.
35节下半句说。
In the later part of verse 35,
说到我这里来的必定不饿。
The one who comes to him will not go hungry.
信我的人永远不渴。
The one believes in him will never be thirsty.
不饿与不渴。
No hungry, hunger and thirsty.
这不是我们在追求的一个目标吗？
This is the purpose we are looking for.
所以在主耶稣里面，我们可以得到心灵的满足，属灵的满足。
Within Jesus, we can get the satisfaction of spirit.
我们就不会再往世界去追求。
We will not pursue the blood at the world all.
因为它就是粮食。
Because it's the bread, it's the food.
其实我们如果仔细去思想这个世界，真的世界是虚空的。
If we ponder deeply, we will know that the world is in vain.
真的有满足是在主里面，在神里面。
The only satisfaction is from Jesus.
所以信仰是要叫我们富足。
Therefore, faith gives us wealth.
如果我们信耶稣以后
，If we believe in Jesus，
还常常觉得心灵很空虚
，If we still feel emptiness，
而是我很无聊。
We feel boring in our life.
生活生命很空洞。
There's nothing in our life.
没有目标。
Has no purpose.
这个表示我们灵性有问题。
That represents our spirit has some problem.
因为主耶稣就是我们的满足。
Because Jesus is our satisfaction.
如果主进到我们里面
，If Jesus entered our heart,
我们就全然满足了。
We will feel with contentment.
所以这个圣经里面讲在小先知书里面说
，Therefore in the prophets.
他说到那个时候将到了，神要命饥荒降在地上。
When the time came, God will have
famine to the earth.
The human hunger is not because of no bread.
人干渴不是没有水喝,
they first because of no water. Just because they are lack of the word of God.
到那个日子,
till the day.
这个少年啊, 美貌的处女啊, 到处奔跑, 寻求满足, 找不到,
the people are looking for the truth, but they cannot find it.
你看现在就是时候了,
now it's the end time.
有多少人存留在酒里面,
many people are fall into the wine.
有多少人沉沦在这个 drug 里面?
Many people fall into the drugs.
我不晓得加拿大了, 美国现在是全世界啊, 这个毒药最大的市场。
America is the greatest market of drugs.
不但是这个中下阶层, 连上阶层也在用。
In every kind of level of standards.
因为心灵空虚啊,
because they feel emptiness in their heart.
千万人啊, 是 alcoholic, 是这个酒上瘾的人。
Most people are alcoholic.
所以你一上飞机啊, 你就看啊, 就喝酒啊, 开始喝酒。
Many people, when they get into the plane, they just order wine.
大家都知道酒不好。
Many people know that wine is not good for
health. 还是要喝啊, 因为心灵空虚。
They still want to drink it because they have emptiness in their heart.
那这个药一用进去, 大家就知道会损身体。
Although they know that drug is not good, it's harmful.
这个药一旦发作以后, 暂时你的精神好像浑然向外。
But when the drug takes effect, they will get unconscious.
再来就是这个婚前的男女关系。
And the next is the relationship before marriage.
很多的青少年是在破碎的家庭长大。
Many people, youths are grown up in a broken family.
根据统计,
according to statistics,
在美国里面呢, 四个小孩子有四个小孩子啊, 是在单亲的父母抚养的。
4 out of 10 children are grown up in a single parent family.
也就是说回到家里面呢, 没有父母, 不是只有父亲, 就是只有母亲。
When they return home, there's only a father or a mother.
那这个单亲要养小孩子压力很大。
It's great pressure in brought up the children with a single family.
所以对小孩子的照顾, 爱都不够。
Therefore, the love to their children is not enough.
很多是带锁匙去上课, 带锁匙回到家空空的。 没有家人在里面。
When they enter the home, there's nobody inside.
那这个父母回到家很疲倦。
When the parents return home, they are very tired.
这个情况下长大, 小孩子心得不到满足。
In that kind of environment, their heart cannot be fulfilled.
没有爱的家庭就没有满足。
The family without love cannot be satisfied.
因为人最需要就是被爱。
Because human, what they need is love.
那么这些小孩子在这个家庭长大,
In that kind of family environment,
心灵空虚,
their emptiness in heart.
最简单的方法,
The most simplest way is
这个婚前啊, 这个断稿,
to have relationship before marriage.
这个最简单的满足,
it's the most simplest way to have satisfaction. But this reflects their emptiness in heart.
那要怎么办, 要怎么解决这个问题呢?
How to solve this problem?
只有一个方法,
there's only one way.
要回到神的身上,
return to Jesus.
因为人的这个空虚是因为离开神而来的,
because the emptiness comes from departing from God.
所以人的心灵的满足也要回到神才能够得到。
Therefore, we should return to Jesus to get this satisfaction.
我们的心虽然小小的,
although our heart is very small,
填不满啊,
but you can feel it.
我在洛杉矶遇到一个信徒,
once I met a member in Los Angeles.
他还没有退休来美国以前啊,
before his retirement to America,
他是在专门替人盖建房子的。
He built, he's a builder.
他说他刚刚开始啊,
he said at beginning,
载他太太去教会, 去到门口啊, 他说你进去就好了, 他就走了。
When they arrived the church, he told his wife to enter the church only.
一年来教会两次。
He come to church 2 times a year.
过年一次。
During the new year.
还有一次不晓得什么时候, 年会的样子。
Maybe second time is during the spiritual convocation.
那天天就是在努力他的事业。
Every day pursue for his own business.
他说他当初想说我赚100万就好了。
At the beginning, he thinks that he will be satisfied for $1 million only.
很快他赚100万了。
Very fast, he gets $1 million.
他讲这样就停了，太可惜了。
He said, it's a pity to stop here.
200万差不多。
It may be better if I have $2 million.
那200万他还是停不下来。
But he can still be satisfied with $2 million.
就这样一直投入下去，都没有来教会。
So, he continued to pursue for it and do not get to the church.
他工程做得很大。
He has great business.
在1982年,
during 1982,
他有一个弟弟,
he has a brother.
在美国事业很成功。
His brother's business is very great in
America. 40出头岁, 忽然间他得到肝癌。
But suddenly, his brother gets liver cancer.
我到美国啊, 刚刚下飞机啊, 就去医院看他。
When I just take off the plane and I immediately go to the hospital to look for him.
后来我到纽约去参加灵会。
When I go to New York,
回来参加他的丧礼。
After going to New York, I return. I go to his funeral.
四十出岁啊。
It's only 40.
就离世了。
And he was gone.
他这个哥哥一看到他了，他的弟弟四十出头岁，事业这么成功，就离世了。马上打电话回去交代他的这个秘书说，从今以后公司关门。
When his brothers know this, he immediately closed his business.
那以后啊，他回到台湾以后，非常热心帮忙教会圣工。
And afterwards, when he returned to Taiwan, he was a fervent member.
从早到晚啊，出去访问啊，很热心做工。
Starting from the morning, he visited the members.
所以他自己在见证啊，他说这个心哦，人的心填不满的。
He testified for himself that his heart cannot be fulfilled.
你如果没有真的认识耶稣，求神的道理，圣灵在满足我们，你要从世界追求填不满的。
If you do not pursue for the teachings of God, you cannot find anything satisfies your heart.
人如果不满足，就没有幸福了。
If you do not be satisfied, you do not feel happy.
因为幸福是从满足来的。
Because happiness is from satisfaction.
没有满足的人怎么幸福呢？
How can you be happy if you do not be satisfied?
那个索马利亚、伊索比亚那些小孩子，皮包骨都吃不饱，他会有幸福？
In Samaria, they do not have they are living in hunger every day. How can they be satisfied?
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
我就是生命的粮。
I'm the bread of life.
我就是你们的满足。
I'm your satisfaction and contentment.
所以啊，我们要接近耶稣。
That's the day we have to go near to Jesus.
他真的会让我们得到满足。
He will give us satisfaction and contentment.
借着他的道，借着他的灵，借着他的爱，借着他的恩典。
Through His Spirit, through His love, through His teaching.
所以主耶稣就是粮。
Therefore, Jesus is the bread of life.
我们再看耶稣见自我介绍。
Let's continue to study the introduce of Jesus.
请看约翰福音第八章。
Please turn to John chapter 8.
Verse
12.
约翰第八章的十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走，必要得着生命的光。这里主耶稣又说，
He just said,
他说我就是世界的光。
I'm the light of the world.
我们都说我在，如果你带手电筒来，你说我带光来。
If you brought the lamp, you may say I brought the light. Come.
没有一个人敢说我就是光啊。
None of the people would say that he is the light.
如果真的你就是光，那你回家就不会点灯了。
If you are actually the light, you do not need to put on the lamp.
没有人敢这样讲啊。
Nobody dare to say that.
但是耶稣说我就是光。
But Jesus said he is the light of the world.
所以耶稣跟我们不一样啊。
Jesus is different from us.
他就是光。
He's the light.
他就是神在地上所发的光
，is the light manifestation of the God，
就发属灵的光
，spiritual light，
有时候发荣光
，great splendor。
你看耶稣在变貌山上容貌放光
，in the mount of transfiguration he shines light，
那个就是天国的光
，is the light from heaven，
那就是神的光
，is the light of God。
但是耶稣说我就是光，这个也是灵的光
，this kind of spiritual light。
对一个瞎眼的人来讲，
For a blind,
有光跟没有光啊，差不多了。
It's no different with light or no light.
对，今天是阴天，今天出太阳，对瞎眼人有什么不同
？For blind, there's no difference with a good day or a bad day.
对活在黑暗里面的人来讲，跟瞎眼不是一样吗
？For someone living in darkness, it's the same.
你在伸手不见五指的这个房间里面，你眼睛睁大大一点，你又看到什么？什么也没有看到。
You can't see anything with your eye open or closed.In darkness.
所以活在黑暗里面跟活在瞎眼里面一样。
Therefore, living in darkness is similar to a blind.
那你想想看，我们想想看。
Let's ponder.
瞎眼、耳聋跟哑巴哪一样最痛苦？
If you cannot hear, if you cannot see, if you cannot speak, which one is the
greatest? 当然了，三样都不要了，最好了。但是如果这个三样啊，有三个人，一个瞎眼，一个耳聋，一个哑巴，你觉得哪一个最可怜
？If let you to choose, which one is the worst one?
我讲的瞎眼最可怜。
I feel that blindness is the most painful.
这个世界看不到
，You can't see anything.
有路没有办法走
，You can't walk.
有钱看不到几块钱
，You can't see how much you have.
漂亮的衣服也看不到，什么都看不到，黑暗世界
，and everything.
所以耶稣说我就是光。
Therefore, Jesus said he is the light.
表示说耶稣还没有来以前。
Indicating that before he came,
人是活在黑暗里面。
Human live in darkness.
所以耶稣要出生的时候。
So when Jesus gave birth,
圣经说有大光照耀那个住在死荫幽谷里面的人。
There's great light shining from heaven to the valley.
很大的光照下来。
That's great light.
那到底这个光跟我们有什么作用呢？
What's the purpose of the function of this light?
我们从我们日常用的光来联想到耶稣这个光。
Let's ponder about the light of the world now.
如果一个人在黑暗里面走，
If someone walk in darkness,
他会发生什么事情？
What kind of things he will make?
很简单啊，找不到方向。
Obviously, he can't find direction.
有一次我家这个晚上的灯啊，这个坏掉了，这个小灯啊，夜灯坏掉。
Once my lamp was broken.
忽然间晚上我听一下，嘣一下很大声。
I heard a great sound.
我的小孩子起来要上厕所，没有灯，弄就撞到门了。
My children want to go to the washroom, but they can't find the road.
哭得很啊。
They cried.
我还心很痛啊。
I feel hurt.
没有光啊，你就摸不到路。
Because if you do not have light, you can't find the way.
撞到门以为是进到了里面去了。
You crash the door.
所以这个光哈，光很重要，光我们才可以看到方向，才可以看到路。
So light gives us direction.
才会看到目标。
So that we will find our aim.
所以没有找到耶稣我们人是活在黑暗里面。
Before we know Jesus, we are living in darkness.
是找不到人生的方向。
We do not know the goal of life.
找不到人生的目标。
We do not know the aim of our life.
所以如果没有耶稣，我们人活着真的很可怜。
So it's very sorrowful if we do not have Jesus.
你有没有看到一个人在 freeway 里面开车，我不晓得去哪里？
Have you met anyone that do not know their direction? They drive on freeway.
心情不太好，去开开兜兜风，但也是有目的啊。如果有人开上 freeway 你问他你要做什么，我不晓得，那大概是精神有问题。
He must be crazy if you do not know where to go when he drives on crazy.
但是这个世界上这么多人很忙碌在活，你问他说你为什么活着？
But there are many people living very busy in life, but they do not know what to do.
很少人答得出来啊。
They don't know their aim of their life.
有一个小孩子到我们教会来慕道。
A child comes to our, he is a true seeker.
他回去就问他爸爸。
He returned and asked his father.
说爸爸，你有没有想过我们为什么活着？
Father, do you know what's the purpose of our life?
其实爸爸说，那小孩子问这么多做什么？你就是活着书读好就好了。
His father says, reply that you just need to study hard.
这个小孩子讲这样也有理啊。
Quite meaningful.
但是等你到长大一点呢、啊、
？But when you grown up,
你就问了、啊，那为什么读书
？You may ask, what's the purpose of study?
读书为找职业。
To look for job, maybe.
那为什么要找职业
？What's the purpose of looking for job?
为了赚钱呢、啊？
To earn money.
为什么要赚钱
？What's the purpose of earning money?
在维持家庭啊。
To sustain the family.
为什么那个维持家庭呢
？Why you want to sustain the family?
为了养孩子啊。
To grow up the children.
为什么养孩子呢
？The purpose of grow up the children.
你一直问下去啊。
When you continue to ask.
问到最后，孩子长大都飞走了。
And、finally, the children left.
你又剩下两个老伴两个人。
And only you and your spouse left.
那你要问说，那你孩子已经长大了，你为什么要活着呢
？Then you may ask why I'm still living. My children has grown up.
一生这么辛苦，要享享老福哦。养老要享享福哦，不然人生怎么这可以这样就去的
？You may think that you want to enjoy your life.
那八十几岁啊，那你为什么要活着呢
？When you are grown up to 80, you may still ask.
想不出来。
I can't think any reason.
那你人生还有什么目标呢
？Do you have any purpose anymore?
到九十几岁，你还有什么目标呢
？You are now 80. Do you have any aim?
想到最后，只有一个目标，好死啊！
Finally, look for death.
对吧？不要脱离到子孙，这个就是福啊
！That's kind of a blessing.
那么从出生一直到离世，你到底为什么活着
？Starting from birth to death, what's the purpose of life?
没有答案啊
！No answer.
真的是没有答案啊
！It's really.
所以为什么有哲学？哲学就是要思想人生。
Philosophy gives us the purpose of life.
但是哲学没有答案。
But there's no answer.
但是人没有答案，又活得很忙碌。
We are busy, but we do not have answer. What's the reason?
这个就很矛盾啊。
It's a paradox.
所以我们人要找答案。
We are looking for answers.
我们没有答案就活在黑暗里面。
We do not have answer. We are living in darkness.
耶稣就是光。
Jesus is light.
耶稣给我们答案。
Jesus give us answer.
我们人为什么活着
？Why we are living?
活着就是要寻找。
We look.Because we want to look for Jesus.
活着就要寻找永生。
We look for eternal life.
活着就是要服侍神。
To serve for God.
这个就是人生的目标。
This is the purpose of life.
那做事业这是维持生活的一个手段。
Business is kind of means to give us life.
不是人活着的目的。
It's not the purpose.
就没有目的。
If you depart from God, you have no any purpose.
如果人活着没有目的
，If you do not have purpose,
人活着就没有意义。
That's meaningless in life.
因为意义跟目的是有关联的。
Because meaning and purpose.
我设下一个目标。
Today I have a aim.
我一直去努力。
I pursue for it.
那我所有的努力啊，为达到的位置达到那个目标。
And all kind of effort I put in it is to achieve this goal.
那我的努力就是有意义。
Then all kind of effort.Meaningful.
如果我今天没有目标
，If today I do not have a purpose，
我没有，我一直努力
，I pursue for it，
那我的努力变得没有意义
，Then all my efforts is in vain。
所以很多人的生活
，So today many people's life，
因为没有目标
，Because they do not have a purpose，
在圣经的角度看起来
，The point of view of Bible
是没有意义的
，It's meaningful，
是白费时间的
，It's waste of time，
是枉然一生的
，It's in vain。
但是他自己不晓得。
But they do not know.
因为他没有光。
Because they do not have light.
他活在黑暗里面。
They live in darkness.
他迷失了方向。
They do not have a direction.
他不晓得。
They do not understand.
所以这个所罗门王。
Therefore Solomon.
所罗门王虽然很有智慧。
Although he has wisdom.
他抬头可以论天上万象。
He know all the stars and universe.
低头可以论飞禽走兽。
He know every kind of animal.
他出口就可以作诗出箴言。
He, when he speaks.Right home.
但是可惜啊，所罗门王没有属灵的智慧。
What's the pity is he do not have spiritual wisdom.
所以他不认他活着前半时间活着没有神啊。
He do not live in the life of God.
只活在黑暗里面啊。
He live in darkness.
所以到他年纪大的时候
，So when he become old,
他才发现他过去一切的生活都变成虚空。
He understand all his life is in vain.
就是灵啊。
That spirit.
就是没有意义。
It's no meaning.
那么传道书的隔壁的另外一件就是。就是这个雅歌下面一卷
Songs of Solomon、
这个雅歌就是描写所罗门跟神的亲密
The Songs of Solomon describes the relationship of Solomon
好像刚刚结婚跟新郎跟新娘这么亲密
Just like a newly married spouse
所罗门觉悟人生的空虚
Solomon understands